Your speaker in this lesson is Larry Acuff.
In the book of Genesis, chapter number 5, Enoch was the father of Methuselah, who lived 969 years old. Methuselah was the father of Lamech, and then Lamech the father of Noah. It's kind of interesting because you have at the beginning, you have Adam, and then at the end of that generation period, you have Noah. When you look at the beginning again of those 10 generations, you have God making man in His image. The Bible says, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. The Bible says that God breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life and man became a living soul. God placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Everything was perfect. And then when you come 10 generations down to the day of Noah, and you find in the very next chapter of the Bible, in the book of Genesis, chapter number 6, the Bible says that the wickedness of man was great upon the earth. And the Bible says, it repented me, God speaking, that I have made man. It's interesting to note that in 1,656 years, we went from the day of Adam and perfection in the Garden of Eden unto the destruction of man by the flood because of the wickedness of man. 8 times in Genesis chapter 5, you're going to find a phrase. The Bible says, and he died. 8 times in the book of Genesis chapter number 5. There are 2 times that phrase is not referred to one of those 10. And of course, one of those is the fact of Enoch. And we'll talk about that in just a second. And then, of course, Noah, because we go on in Genesis 6, 7, 8, and 9. And we see Noah and his 3 sons. And Noah was a preacher of righteousness. And he preached for men to repent. And after 120 years, the earth was destroyed by the flood. And God washed and clean the earth as a result of the wickedness of man. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a brief history of 1,656 years from the beginning of the end. Now, I want you to go back in this Genesis chapter number 5, and you and I find this phrase again, and he died. Now, you and I know the Bible tells us in the book of Romans chapter number 5, that wherefore by one man sin entered in the world and death by sin, therefore death is passed upon all men for all have sinned. You and I recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that sin came into the world as a result of the fall of man in the Garden of Eden. The Bible tells us that God placed man in the garden in Genesis chapter number 2, and he said to man, of every tree of the garden thou shalt eat, but of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat thereof, for in the day thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. And then in the book of Genesis chapter number 3, the Bible tells us that Satan appeared to Eve and he said, thou shalt not surely die. You and I know the Bible says in 1 John 3 verse 4, that sin is the transgression of the law. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. When you and I look in Genesis 5 and the Bible says, and he died, then you and I can go back and know that the reason that phrase is there is because of the sin of Adam and Eve. Had Adam and Eve not sinned, had they not eaten of the tree, God said, thou shalt not eat of it, there would not have been that phrase, and he died. Death came as a result of sin. Ladies and gentlemen, man must recognize today that the end result of a wicked life is eternal damnation. In the book of Revelation, chapter number 20, at verse number 11, John said, I saw a great white throne and him that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of the things that were written in the books according to his works. And the sea gave up the dead that was in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead that were in them, and they were judged every man according to his works. And the Bible says that one group of these individuals were cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. How did that come into existence? Because back in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve sinned, and when they sinned, death entered into the world, and when men sin, they are separated from the God of heaven. Isaiah 59 verses 1 and 2. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot reach, neither are his ears heavy that he cannot hear, but your sin has separated between you and God. As you and I visit the cemetery today, this has been referred to, of course, as Memorial Day. Tomorrow. It used to be referred to as Decoration Day. That day has been set aside in order that we might honor in our country those individuals who have given their life in order that we might enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy in our country. Many individuals do not want to go into the cemetery. Some folks don't even want to go to the funeral home. I mean, there's something about death that is mysterious to all of us. And when you and I, you think about, somebody said, I'm not going through that cemetery at night. Well, that's perfectly all right. That's your choice. And so when you and I look at the cemetery, we may come to the conclusion, what is there in the cemetery that I can learn? Have you ever gone through and looked at the tombstones and the epitaphs on that tombstone? I thought about one lady, she had put on her husband when he died on his tombstone, and it said, rest in peace till we meet again. Well, I don't know what she meant by that, but when you and I consider going into the cemetery, what are we going to find when we go there? Well, I do not have time today to look at all 10 of these individuals in the cemetery, and he died. But I want to look at one that did not. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says regarding Enoch. Now I want you to look at this. The Bible says that Enoch lived a certain number. He was 65 years old. And he had a son by the name of Methuselah. There is a little bitty word in Genesis chapter number 5 when the Bible says, and I'll turn your Bibles, let me give you the exact verse that you can look at. Go to verse number 21. The Bible says he lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And the Bible says, now I want you to look at that next verse. The Bible said, and Enoch walked with God. But there's a word just after that, and that is the word after. I don't know what Enoch did before, but I know what he did after Methuselah was born. That's kind of interesting because the Bible doesn't tell us anything else about this fellow by the name of Methuselah, the son of Enoch. But the Bible says that after Methuselah was... Now think about this. It seems to me that Enoch must have come to some conclusion after Methuselah was born. Maybe he had not been living right. Maybe he had not recognized the concept of God. Maybe he had not recognized the God of the universe. Maybe he had not obeyed God. Maybe he had not followed the patriarchs as God had given command. But the Bible said after Methuselah was born, after he walked with God. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there are two words I want fathers to think about. The one of them is train. In Proverbs 22, verse 6, the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now notice, the Bible doesn't say you tell him how to do. The Bible doesn't say you send them to school and let them teach him what to do. The Bible doesn't say you send them to Bible class and they'll tell him what to do. The Bible says train up a child. Now that word train, it means involvement. There's something to do. You're going out and you're showing that child how to live. The Bible said you train him. You take a child and you teach him and you train him and you guide him. Now there's another word. The word train, remember that one. And then the word bring. In the book of Ephesians chapter number 6. The Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And your fathers provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up. That word bring carries with it the idea that they are with you. Now the Bible says, you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but you bring them along with you. Now if you're not there, you cannot bring them along with you. If I do not go myself, if I am not serving God, if I am not living righteously, if I am not worshiping God according to His will, and I'm not doing what He commanded me to do, I cannot bring that child with me. Now Enoch, after Methuselah was born, the Bible says he walked with God. Now what does that mean? Four things, very quickly, I believe that means. Number one, it tells us his view of life. He walked with, what does it mean to walk with God? If you and I turn to the pages of the Old Testament and we read in the minor prophets, there was a fellow there by the name of Amos, and the Bible says in the book of Amos, except two agree, how can they walk together? If two walk together, how can they do it except they agree? You see, ladies and gentlemen, if a man's going to walk with God, then what must he do? He must agree with what God has taught us in His Word. All Scripture given by inspiration of God is profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. If I'm going to walk with God, then ladies and gentlemen, God and I must be in agreement. And that agreement carries with it the idea that I am going to follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Therefore, if I'm going to walk with God, how do you think God would walk? Number one, He would walk by loving one another. The Bible teaches us very clearly and very plainly, ladies and gentlemen, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and mind. He said that's the first and great commandment. The second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You and I must be about the Father's business, as Jesus was and is described in the book of Luke. Wish you not that I must be about my Father's business if I'm going to walk with God? Remember what the Bible said. Jesus said man cannot serve two masters. He'll love one, hate the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot hold hands with God on one hand and the world with the other. The Bible says, do not love the world, nor the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. If I'm going to walk with God, then, ladies and gentlemen, I must be in agreement with God. I must be dedicated to God. I must serve God. I must put Him first in my life, and I must let Him be the guide and the leader of my life. The Bible says Enoch walked with God. There are folks who want to have some kind of association with God. They want to, and especially when things go bad in their life. There are folks who want to kind of have the idea, well, I'll just kind of, I want to put God over here. When I need Him, then I'll go get Him. I'm sure I told you about the little boy. Somebody asked the little boy, said, where does your grandmother live? He said, at the airport. So what do you mean at the airport? He said, well, we just, when we want her, we go to the airport and get her, and we get through with her, and we take her back. See, God doesn't live at the airport, ladies and gentlemen. See, God is not an ATM machine. I'll drive by and put my card in, put a little button here and there, and out comes God, and then God will service whatever need I have. God does not work that way, ladies and gentlemen. The Bible says Enoch walked with God. That's the right direction. What direction is your life going in today? Secondly, not only did Enoch walk with God in the right direction, but Enoch was dependent upon God. The Bible, in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11, the Bible says, now then faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained the good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, and the things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. And then you begin a survey, part of Genesis chapter 5. The Bible says in Genesis chapter number 11 and verse number 4, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Then the next verse says, in verse 5, the Bible says, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and he was not found because he was translated, but before his translation, he had this testimony, here it is, that he pleased God. Why? He was dependent upon God. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says, listen to this, the Bible says that God sends the rain on the just and on the unjust. In the book of Genesis chapter 9, God said, as long as the world shall stand, there shall be winter and summer, spring and fall. The four seasons are going to be there. What is the Bible saying in all this, ladies and gentlemen? That Larry Acuff must put his dependence upon God. Have you ever noticed this? That everything's going beautifully, and men challenge God. We have created laws that is just so amusing to me. In Charlotte, North Carolina, a church recently was fined $4,000 because they pruned their trees back too much. And Charlotte said, you can't prune them that much. For every limb you cut off, you're charged $104,000. Now what does that tell you? You see, ladies and gentlemen, what we have done in our world today, that we have created situations that many times do not make sense, while at the same time, we have completely tried to push God out of the realm until there is a hurricane, until there is a tornado, until there is a terrorist attack. You couldn't get the Senate and the House of Representatives of the United States to get together and have a prayer meeting. If you paid each one of them $500,000, they get more than that from the ACLU. You couldn't pay them. But then you let a terrorist attack take place. You let a major disaster take place. And what does everybody want to do? We're going to pray. Prayer is always appropriate. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says that Enoch pleased God. What does that say? That he was dependent upon God. Not only, ladies and gentlemen, was he going in the right direction, not only was he dependent on God, but his life demonstrated it. Does my life demonstrate that I'm a child of God? Can folks look at my life? Now, most of us don't know what this is about. I do, because I was a kid and we had buses when I grew up. If I wanted to go downtown Chattanooga, Tennessee, I'd just walk about three blocks and stand there and wait. When the bus came by, I'd get on the bus and I'd drop money into this little bucket there. If you didn't have the money, you could have your, it probably cost a dime, 15 cents. You give the bus driver a dollar or whatever it is. He'd give you change and you put it in. Preacher got on the bus, didn't have change, gave the bus driver a dollar. The bus driver gave him his change. He put money in. He went and sat back down. And when he sat down, he looked at his change. He said, he gave me too much money. When he got ready to get off and he went up to the front of the bus to get off the bus, he said to the bus driver, he said, you gave me too much money. Part of that, that's not right. Here's the difference back. The bus driver said, I know it. I did it on purpose. I know you're a preacher and I wanted to see if you'd give it back. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we must demonstrate that we're Christians. See, you don't put a sign up and tear it around, put it down over your shoulders, I am a Christian. The Bible says, let your light shine. The Bible says, we're the salt of the earth. Now, let me give you number four. Number one, Enoch went in the right direction. Number two, Enoch's dependence was upon God. Number three, Enoch demonstrated his life by a righteous life. And number four, he made a declaration. Now let me give you another word for that. He preached. Enoch preached. He declared the message of God. Somebody said, well, how do you know? The Bible said he was translated. Didn't say dead. Go to the book of Jude, chapter number 5. Somebody said, wait a minute. There are no 5 chapters, folks, in Jude. I didn't want you to look all afternoon trying to find it. In Jude 14 through 16, the Bible says that Enoch preached. Take your Bibles. Turn with me to the book of Jude. Way back there, just before you get to the book of Revelation. Look at verses 14. The Bible said, also Enoch, the seventh from Adam. What'd he do? He prophesied of these things. What'd he do? Well, he said that the Lord's going to come back. What did he preach? He preached the Lord's going to return. He preached the Lord's going to pronounce judgment. 10 names in Genesis 5. Enoch walked with God. He not only walked with God, the right direction, depended on God, demonstrated God, declared Him. Ladies and gentlemen, God rewarded him. God took him. He didn't face death. God took him. This chapter tells me 2 or 3 things. Number one is this. To God, people matter. If you turn to the book of Matthew and you turn to the book of Luke and you turn to other passages in the Bible and you see all these names and so-and-so begets so-and-so and so-and-so begets so-and-so and so-and-so begets so-and-so and so and you say, well, I'm going to read through the Bible, and you start in Matthew and say, well, I'm going to skip them 2 chapters. Why did God put them in there? Let me tell you why. One reason. People matter to God. Ladies and gentlemen, you matter to God. Secondly, death still reigns. It's appointed a man wants to die and after this is a judgment. And thirdly, God rewards the righteous. I believe these 3 things are taught in Genesis chapter number 5. If you're not a Christian, being a Christian and walking with God, from my observation, are synonymous. You're either walking with Him or you're not. Now, if you're not walking with Him, Enoch started at a point. Methuselah was born. After that, Enoch walked with God. There's a beginning place. And ladies and gentlemen, that beginning place is in the baptistry. because it is there that you take this old man and you bury him in a watery grave, and then you bring that man up out of that grave. He is resurrected, the Bible says, to walk with God. To walk in newness of life. That's the beginning part. Maybe some way along the path, you diverted in your walk. Why not get back on the right path? Why not go in the right direction? Why not demonstrate? Why not declare your walk with God? Today, if you're not walking with God, you need to obey the gospel. By faith, repent of your sins. Confess the name of Jesus before the assembly today and be baptized into Christ for the remission of your sin. If you've got off that path, you need to come back home. You need to repent, rededicate, recommit your life to the cause of the Lord Jesus Christ, just as you are.